Welcome to Becoming a Sleep Consultant. I'm your host, Jane Havens, a certified sleep consultant and founder of both SnoozeFest by Jane Havens and Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. On this podcast, I'll be discussing the business side of sleep consulting. You'll have an insider's view on launching, growing, and even scaling a sleep consulting business. This is not a podcast about sleep training. This is a podcast about business building and entrepreneurship.
Ryan Dowdy is a sales expert, business strategist, connection and marketing specialist, and the CEO and founder of The Connection Agency. She believes that we are one relationship away from anything and everything we want in life. The Connection Agency focuses on the power relationship building has on sales and marketing efforts. The agency is a perfect marriage of her two passions, a business that combines a powerful background in sales and marketing with her love of connection. Since 2005, Ryan Dowdy has sat in front of hundreds of business owners to develop marketing plans and taught thousands of sales reps, business owners, and entrepreneurs how to sell by focusing on the power of relationships. She's grown multiple seven-figure businesses of her own, and now she's helping others do the same.
Ryan, welcome back to the Becoming a Sleep Consultant podcast. I'm so excited to be chatting with you again.
Well, Jane, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for asking.
So today, I think the plan is to talk about how your energy and your mindset can impact your business. Yes. And this is deep. This is a lot right here. I think maybe what we should do is break them down one by one. Can we talk about energy first? This is something that I'm seeing so much recently inside of my Center for Pediatric Sleep Management community, where like the way, and I guess energy and mindset are intertwined. So sure. Maybe I'll turn it over to you and let you handle that. But how like positive energy versus more sort of negative energy can really impact the trajectory of your business. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll kind of pull apart energy and mindset for you first. So the way that like when I first became an entrepreneur, like one of the first things I realized that becoming an entrepreneur is as much a personal development journey as it is a professional development journey, right? We have to learn how to run businesses and all of that, which is what you do for your clients, which is amazing. But then like we have to become the person who can actually be a business owner, right? There's an entire identity shift that happens for us. So the term that's often used is mindset, right? The story we're telling ourselves in our head. So to me, mindset is, you know, the thoughts, feelings, action, results, right? That's the Brooke Castillo model that she teaches, and everybody teaches a different version, but that was kind of my entree into, you know, the way you think is the way you feel is the way you act, which is the results that you get. And that gets us to a certain point, but it becomes deeper than that, right? Because before our energy precedes us. So the best example I can think of, Jane, to give for this is like, have you ever met somebody and just been like instantly like, OMG, that's my person. Like, I love that person.
Yes.
Right. And you've also met somebody and been like, I don't know what it is about that person. I just like, it's just a no for me.
Absolutely.
That's their energy, right? Like that is their energy. That is the energy. Like we are all energy, right? Like we could get into the science of it. We can get into the esoteric side of it. But at the end of the day, right, we are all emitting some kind of energy into the world that people are responding to. And it is directly impacted by our thoughts, right? So the kind of the model that I'm working with my clients on is the idea that our thoughts create our feelings, which is very similar, but then that creates our vibration, which creates our frequency, right? And that's what people are picking up on. That's why you like somebody instantly or dislike somebody instantly. That's why you know, that hit you get in your gut, we're like, that's not a good decision, right? Like that's all energy. And so to me, the mindset is the conversation you're having in your head, which is directly impacting the energy, which people are picking up on unconsciously, right? Like you can't consciously explain why you just don't like that person. You just don't. Like there's no words. You're not like, they're not a nice person and they're not a good person. There's just something about them that I don't dig. And so to me, that's energy. And so that's kind of step one, right? Energy versus mindset. And then how that impacts our business, which means if we are emitting an energy into the world, when we're marketing, when we're selling our services, when we're interacting with potential clients, when we're interacting with our clients, right? Even the fear of like, I'm not able to get people great results, right? Is an energy that people are picking up on, and it is directly impacting our sales, right? And our revenue, but it's also impacting our client results, right? Because if we're like, and I'll give you a very personal example. I remember the beginning of my coaching business, you know, back in 2019, I just launched my first group coaching program and I was terrified, Jane, that people weren't going to get results, that they were going to give me money and I wasn't going to be able to get them the results that they desired. And so that was an energy I put out in the world. And I promise you that that energy stunted my growth because there were people that were picking up on that, right? That were like, eh, this girl's not 100% confident. She can help me. And again, it was not a conscious thing I was doing. It wasn't a conscious thing that they were picking up on, but they were picking up on that lack of confidence in my energy. And that is what people are making buying decisions on.
Yeah. And to relate that to our sleep consultant community, right. I think especially in the beginning of your career, just like you said, in the beginning of your career, when you land that first paying client, and you're like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this person results. I'm going to do everything I possibly can, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get them results. I agree with you. The energy that that person is putting out into the sphere that is their client relationship is not the same as somebody who's coming at it like, I got this. I can do this.
Yes. Yes. And that's 100% it, right? So it's, we first have to have the belief in ourselves that we can, you know, sell our stuff, right? That people want to buy our stuff. And then we have to have the belief in ourselves to deliver. And if those two things are not, you know, in tune, to use an energetic word, right? That's why we sometimes wind up with like C plus B minus results, even though, you know, I'm sure because of the people you attract, Jane, you attract A players, right? Because you're an A player. So the people who come into your world are people who want to do good work, who, you know, find it very important to do good work, right? Like, in, like for me, integrity is a very high value and I'm never okay with not, you know, a solid A work. But that is actually sometimes hurting us because we're like, oh my God, I gotta give A plus work. I gotta give it my all. And sometimes we're like almost, you can use the word scrambling the signal when we're like, I know that I can help people. I know that Jane has equipped me with the tools. I know that I have the resources, but OMG, what if I get that one case that's like really hard? Or what if I get that one family who doesn't follow my instructions? You know, how will I handle that? And like I said, that is just a background running energy that is impacting our business.
So besides just like gaining more experience, which I think is a big part in channeling that better energy, right? Like I think experience and time is a big piece of it, but for those who are just getting started and don't have experience and time under their belt, how do you improve your energy when you're lacking confidence? I know that's a loaded question, but that's what we're talking about. So any thoughts?
No, it's a great one. And I do believe that like confidence comes from competence, right? Like confidence is something we develop as we get good at something. But what I usually will recommend is like, look back in the past in your life of like, where have you overcome difficult situations, right? Where have you, like, again, for me, I can go back in the past when I was dealing with clients and not afraid I wasn't going to get the good results. I could go into my past and find 27 different examples, even in my corporate career, of where like, I know that like, I always get it done. I always get above and beyond, right? So sometimes pulling from past experience of like, I know that I'm the type of person who serves people well, who cares about people and that sort of stuff. So I think it's starting to find like, what are other areas and examples of your life where you show up and do good work, right? So it's like, I know that I'm the type of person that when I have the experience, I do good work, right? And then second, I think sometimes too, we have to, and this is a little maybe controversial, but like, this is the hardest thing I had to learn when I became a coach and a consultant, is that like, I can only do my job. I can't do the other person's job. So in your community, your people can trust that like Jane has given you every tool you need, right? You have the tools. You cannot control whether or not that family uses the tools. You cannot control whether or not that family follows your advice. You cannot control those things. So for me, the easiest thing to do is just like focus on what you can control. And knowing that like, okay, I have the tools. I know how to help. I have resources because I'm part of this community. Therefore, this is going to be fine because I'm the type of person who always figures it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you beat me to it. I was sort of thinking that the other piece of the puzzle is really accepting the fact that you cannot take responsibility for somebody else's part of the pie, right? Yeah. Like you're in charge of your job and they are in charge of their job. And when you show up, and I see this both in my consulting business, like when I'm coaching clients through sleep training, Sometimes they follow my instructions. Sometimes the parents are team players. Sometimes they do a really great job working together and communicating with me and asking for feedback and coaching, and we get it done beautifully. And then sometimes parents are out of touch, not responding to text messages, yelling at each other, not team players. And like the results look very different. And I show up the same way for both families, right? And so it's not my responsibility to, like, I cannot do that side of the work for them. And I see the same thing inside of Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. I teach all of my students the same thing. They all get the same curriculum. They all get the same coaching from me. They all get the same resources, the same support. And some of it, some of them take it and run, and some of them sit in the corner and hide, right? And that's just, that is life. That is business. And I still beat myself up over it. Do you? Like sometimes we forget that we cannot take ownership over our clients' success or failures. Like, I can't take credit for anything that my clients are doing. They did it. I gave them the tools, I gave them the resources, but they did all the hard work, and it, like, you know, claps for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I think that's part of it too, is like, we can only control what we can control, and we can still be disappointed and frustrated and still strive for, I want to get more people, better results. But like you said, at some point in time, like, we're handing off the baton, right? Like we're handing the, in your case, you know, you're handing the baton to the family that you're serving. And if they don't take it and run their leg of the race, is it your fault that your team didn't win? Right. I don't know why I just took you to a track reference, but I did apparently.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. When you're in a slump, you know, when your mindset is sort of in the gutter, I like your suggestion of thinking back to things that you're good at in your life in other areas. I think that's a really good one. Do you have any other suggestions for sort of pulling yourself out of that mindset slump when you're really struggling?
Yeah. So this one, so I have a couple. I'll give you some more tangible ones and I'll give you some more esoteric ones. For me, whenever I find my energy dipping, movement helps me the most. Go outside, right? And I mean, again, I don't care where you are in the world, unless it's like frigid, go outside, like put on a hat, gloves, and a scarf, go outside if you need to. Go for a walk, move your body, right? They say that, you know, emotions are energy in motion. And so if you are sitting in some dense energy, you're feeling a little frustrated, you're feeling a little, you know, like this isn't working out, I'm struggling, I'm stuck, right? Anytime you're feeling that, for me, movement is a big one. Move your body. Even if, like, I bought one of those mini trampolines, not the ones for children, but the ones for adults, looks just like the ones for kids.
I have one of those too, and I don't get on it. My daughter jumps on it, but I don't use it.
It's an easy one when I only have a couple of minutes. Mine's down in my gym in the basement. Like, you know, jump on it for a couple, like I'll put on like my favorite song and just like move the energy.
Just
through.
For a few minutes. Yeah.
So that's like, if I can't go for a walk or whatever, and I'm like, or it's really cold outside or it's raining or whatever. Like to me, it was actually the suggestion of my mentor several years ago. Like whenever you find yourself in a lower energy, you know, get on this thing and move. She was a real estate agent before she got into coaching and consulting. She's like, no, we literally had one in the office. And like, anytime anybody was just feeling kind of meh, like go jump, they called it the rebounder, go jump on the rebounder, like just go move the energy, put on some music. So that's an actionable one. Oftentimes journaling it out will help. I'm not a huge, like you have to journal person. I know there's a lot of people that believe that to be true, but sometimes our frustration and overwhelm comes from just so many thoughts in our head at any given time. And so sometimes journaling those thoughts out will empty out the brain and calm down some of the overwhelm and frustration and all of those things. And then, you know, kind of as a secondary part of that, is you can go through what you've written down about why you're frustrated, why you're overwhelmed, why it's not working, why your energy's low, whatever you're dealing with. And like, go through and read it and be like, are any of these things actually true? Because so often the energy, you know, we're almost always future casting failure and we're frustrated over something that hasn't happened yet, right? Like I'm worried my business isn't going to work out. And it's like, but is that like, is your business not working out? Like, is that true? And somebody be like, well, I'm not making as much money. So it is true. But I'm like, but are you helping people? Are you taking an effort? Like, or making an effort? What we forget so often as business owners, like such a small percentage of the population are actually really willing to take the risk of starting a business. And because you hang out in communities like Jane's, you're like, well, everybody's a business owner. No, they're not, right? Like we're weirdos. Like, do you? Totally. even step out and even entertain doing our own things. And so again, oftentimes the fears we have are coming from those people that are not taking the risks that you're having, right? So when I go through that list of all the drama in my brain, I find like 98% of it isn't even true, right? Like they're not true. They're not helpful. They're not rooted in fact in any way, shape, or form, right? They are just fears that I have, and fears are very normal. Our brain has a negativity bias. It's just the way we're wired as human beings. It used to keep us alive. We're no longer being chased by tigers, but at one point in time, that negativity bias was there to keep us safe, right? So when we look through, when we journal out, this is all the drama in my brain. Most of that stuff's not even true. Like it's not true. It hasn't happened yet. And you're giving it all this weight. And so, and then from there, it's a really simple, just move your attention, right? Move your attention. My favorite thing that I learned from one of my mentors was like, you are where your attention is. So if your attention is on, this isn't working, I'm frustrated, this is never going to work for me, this works for Jane, but it doesn't work for me, it works for all those other people, why am I not far enough along? You know, why is this family not getting results? I'm not good enough. You know, that's your, if your attention is on that, all you're going to do is magnify that, right? So shift your attention. And it doesn't even have to be shift your attention to I'm amazing and I'm incredible and da 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 da. You can literally just shift your attention to what's in front of me right now. Right? Like when I really get in my head, I will look around the room and start naming objects. There's a candle, right? There's a microphone. There's a selfie stick. Here's my bottle of water, right? Like just move your attention away from that really heavy energy. There's my dog sleeping. There's my space heater. Here's my mouse, right? And then, you know, it feels kind of silly, but then it moves your attention away from how crappy you were feeling. And then your energy will kind of level up.
Yeah. Well, I was just giving a talk to, a fourth grade, not the class, the whole grade. I went to my kids' school and spoke to a bunch of fourth graders about entrepreneurship. And I was explaining to them about Snoozefest and about CPSM. And a lot of the kids were asking me questions about like themselves. Like some of them don't sleep through the night themselves. So they were like, you know, are sound machines okay? Is it okay to have the door cracked open? All these cute little questions. And one of the kids asked me like, well, what if you're afraid of monsters? And so I explained to him that monsters aren't real. And what I do for my clients when their kids are afraid of monsters is I just tell them, I like to call it changing the channel. So when you're thinking about monsters in bed at night, instead of thinking of monsters, how about think about your teacher dressed as a puppy going down a rainbow slide into a bucket of whipped cream or something like totally silly and stupid and weird, but it's like changing the channel in your brain so that you're not afraid anymore. Now you're chuckling about something weird. And I think that, you know, just like we as sleep consultants coach our clients with older children to change their thoughts and to change the channel, I think that we as entrepreneurs can do the same thing in our brains about our businesses. And if we're having these negative thoughts, we can just think about different things instead. I love that. It's so simple. I do that with my clients all the time. And I never really thought to apply that in my business, but that's brilliant.
Yeah, I do it with my son. I taught him many years ago that all the power is in his brain. So anytime he comes to me and he'll tell me something is hard or, you know, whatever, I'm always like, dude, where's all your power? And he was like, it's in my brain. I'm like, cool, make a different choice. Right? Like, and again, it's not just make a different actionable choice, choose a different thought. Right? Because I used to think of things like habits and choices as things we did, right? You have the habit of being a person who goes to the gym, right? You make a different choice. You choose an apple over a banana or over a donut, right? So, but we can actually make different choices with our thoughts. And I know that's so silly, Jane, but somebody said that to me somewhat recently. And it's like, oh, that thought is just habitual. And I was like, oh yeah. Because if you think all of the time that this is hard or it's complicated or I can't figure it out or I'm not good enough. And again, we have all these thoughts like that. First of all, let go of judgment because there's not a human out there who doesn't have them. But like you, that's just a habit thought. That's just your brain's like, oh, we're idle. What do we do when we're idle? We worry. Right. Yeah. So it's just habitually feeding you worry thoughts until you choose different ones. Just like you make a different choice between an apple and a donut. You make a different choice between worry and being optimistic.
Right.
And again, it sounds so simple, but when your brain is moving 4 million miles an hour, that's why things like journaling and moving your body, because when you do those things, your brain has to slow down.
Yeah. Right? Love it. I've never been one to journal, but I understand the thought behind it. One thing that I do, and I'd love to get your feelings on this, when I'm in a slump and mm-hmm. if I'm having a slow period in my business, or I just have like too much time and I'm getting in my own head, one thing that I like to do is I like to go listen to other people who inspire me. And the reason I think that this is interesting is, like, you know, I might go listen to your podcast because your messaging really resonates with me. And if I'm like sort of down in the dumps, then like you might get my brain to a better place. But somebody who's down in the dumps that maybe his brain works a little bit differently than mine might go listen to your podcast and then have more thoughts of like, well, it sounds like she's doing great and I'm not, and I'm swirling the drain, right? But that's not what happens for me. What happens for me is I am able to listen to people who are inspiring and be inspired. And then I go channel that energy and use it for good. But I think that could go either way, right? Sometimes people start listening to other business people, other coaches, other consultants, and then they get sort of crazy in their own head. Like, why do they have all this figured out and I don't? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. We've all heard the quote, you know, comparison is the thief of all joy, right? Like, and it's this idea that someone, you know, somebody has something different than us. So again, there, you have two choices, right? Again, you can choose to see it differently or you cannot do that thing, right? So again, if you know listening to other people triggers you and makes you feel like garbage, you can simply stop doing that, right? Just don't do it. If that doesn't work for you, stop listening to podcasts, stop listening to books, stop. There have been seasons in entrepreneurships where I had to turn it off. Right? Because again, it was not helping me. It was creating more chaos in my brain. So there have been seasons in entrepreneurship where I've gone months without reading a book or listening to a podcast, which, you know, gasp, we're not supposed to do that. Right? But again, it was causing more harm than good. Now, what I choose to see when I see somebody who's killing it and I feel like I'm not is, and I forget who gave me this quote. I wish I could give them credit, but it was probably some random TikTok video I was watching in the middle of the night, but that's a different story. It's the idea that, like, that's for me, right? Like, anytime you see somebody crushing it, instead of like that jealousy feeling, right? Of like, how come she's figured it out? I'm not good enough. She's so great. She must have an advantage that I don't have. It's like, no, that's for me. Just solely by the fact that Jane exists, killing it in her sleep consulting business is proof that I can kill it in my sleep consulting business. And so, and like I said, pick the one that works. If you cannot make that mindset shift, stop doing it. But if you can make the mindset shift of, no, I love watching Jane kill it because it means I can kill it. I love hearing from the other women in our community who are also crushing it, because there is, if that is just proof, you know, I choose to look for successful people of proof is proof that success is available for me, because there is just no reason why that person can be successful and I can't. And you might say, you know, life circumstances, where they grew up, yada, yada, whatever. Sure. But at the end of the day, we're all just doing the best we can with what we have. And so for me, it was just a shift of, you know, yeah, that's available for me because if Jane is so wildly successful, that gives me hope that I can also be wildly successful. So like I said, that mindset shift, or again, if it really is that detrimental that it is literally hurting your progress, stop doing it.
Yeah. I think that point is so beautiful, and it shows that you've done a lot of mindset work, right? Like, I think it takes a lot of practice and a lot of work on yourself to get to a point where you can say, wow, that person is doing really well, and that means that it's possible for me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a very true statement, but I think most people don't look at the world that way. And really, we need to train our brains to believe that to be true. And it is true, but we have to get to a point where we truly own that for ourselves. And you said it just now in a way that, like, you actually really do believe that. And I know you do. And I do too. And I think it shows that it's worth it to put in the work. You know, I stress mindset work inside of Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. We actually teach it in the curriculum. Yeah. And I believe that in order to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to have your brain in a healthy space. And it takes work and it takes practice. It's like going to the gym and strengthening your biceps. Like, you have to strengthen your mindset.
Your brain is a muscle.
It's like a muscle. Yes.
100%. Your brain is a muscle. And the thing too, in I don't know about you, but if you would have told me a year ago you have to train your brain, I'd be like, I don't know what that means. Do you know how you train your brain? Through repetition. Repetition is how you train your brain. Repeat, like the only reason you have the thoughts that you have is because you have thought them so many times that your reptilian brain is now feeding them to you as a habit loop, right? So that's just how you train your brain. Just like you learn how to, you know, golf. You know, golfers right. become good golfers because they go to the driving range and they hit 4 billion golf balls every day, right? You train your brain like you train your brain to hit a golf ball. You're just training your brain to be more confident, to be more self-assured, or whatever, you know, pick your poison. What do you want? But you can train your brain in either way. And like I said, that's what I mentioned, the negativity bias is we are automatically wired for negativity. And I don't have the stat for this, but it's something along the lines of like before the age of 18, we've heard the word no, like 150,000 times, right? So we are wired for no. So again, there's nothing wrong with you. It is just the world around us, the school system, you know, all the different things. And I mean, again, we have to tell our children no, like we have to keep them safe, right? But what that teaches them is a negativity bias. And so, and that is why simple things like my sister taught me this a long time ago, like we don't tell kids at the pool, don't run. We tell them walking feet, right? Like it's those little shifts, same thing for you. You know, I'm not good enough. Just as like, I'm getting more experience, you know? I don't know as much as Jane, but instead it's, I'm learning every day, right? Like it's just those small tweaks, just like you guys make with the families you serve. It's the small tweaks that we have to make to our brain and just keep teaching our brain over and over again to have a more positive bias. Again, it, like I said, it's just through repeatedly. The thoughts that we repeatedly think are what comes out in our world.
Yeah. I love it. I love the way your brain thinks. Tell us a little bit about what your business looks like today, because it's evolved. I've known you since, I think, like 2018 or 2019, and you've been through sort of a lot of different iterations of what coaching looks like for you. Tell us what's going on in your business now and who you're serving and how you can help them.
Yeah. So I run a sales and marketing consulting company called The Connection Agency. So we do we have a sales training program that is mindset-based sales training curriculum. And then we also do done for you marketing services for our clients. So things like building landing pages and sales pages and funnels and email marketing, audience building, relationship building is really my jam. So we teach and we do done for you work for our clients. And so we have, you know, education products for everybody from the new entrepreneur up to the seven-figure earner. It is really who we serve. As far as, you know, is there a style or an industry that we serve? For me, my thing is just impact driven. Like I love helping people who have a heart for what they do grow. And so what that means to me is, you know, I don't want to work with a software company that all they're trying to do is build software and make a $1 billion exit. Like that just has not set my soul on fire. That's not my jam. So our ideal client is somebody who really wants to make a big impact in the world, and just sales and marketing is not a skill set that they've ever had to learn before. And so they either want to learn it or outsource it. So that's what we do.
I love it. Where can everybody learn more from you? I know you have a podcast, so share that. I've been listening and I love it.
Thank you.
Any other sort of easy resources that you can share with our audience?
Yeah. So yeah, the podcast is called Content and Conversations. So it's all sales and marketing based. I throw the mindset stuff in there for you too. And then Facebook is where I spend most of my time. So I'm just Ryan Dowdy on Facebook. And then we have, we're actually building some new free resources. So I will give you those, but I actually have recorded a self-talk for sales audio, that you can listen to kind of as background noise to retrain your brain to think more positively. So it's not built yet, but I'll give you the link when we do. So that's a really great one. We send out really cool resources to our email list. Also templates and ideas, that's run by my marketing team. You really only hear from me once a week, but my team is incredible. So, but we'll make sure that you guys have that link if you would like to check out any of those resources.
Perfect. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time to educate and inspire my community today. And I just always love connecting with you.
You too. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Becoming a Sleep Consultant podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, it would mean so much to me if you would rate, review, and subscribe. When you rate, review, and subscribe, this helps the podcast reach a greater audience. I am so grateful for your support. If you would like to learn more about how you can become a certified sleep consultant, head over to my Facebook group, Becoming a Sleep Consultant, or to my website, thecpsm.com. Thanks so much, and I hope you will tune in for the next episode.